The Colorado River is drying up, and the major cities in the West that depend on it are scrambling to boost their supplies and keep taps flowing. Climate change is already cutting into the amount they get from Mother Nature, so some cities are finding ways to reuse the water they already have. KUNC's Alex Hager has more for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Water reuse can feel like an odd proposition, especially when you consider where it was used before.
The water that's flowing in here is coming from flush toilets and kitchen sinks and shower drains?
Exactly.
Rupam Soni does community outreach for the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. They're betting on recycled water for the future. She's walking through a complicated setup of pipes and pumps that's pulling water from the sewage treatment plant next door and making it ready to drink.
So now this water looks like what you expect water to look like. It's really clean and pure. After this point,
this agency needs as much clean and pure water as it can get. About 19 million people depend on it.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It is going to make a substantial change. It is going to provide a new supply.
The treatment plant cleans up hundreds of millions of gallons every day. Right now, that water is pumped out into the ocean. But this new demo site we're touring shows how it can be cleaned even further and pumped back into municipal pipes at a large scale. David Jasby studies environmental engineering at UCLA. He says the technology is perfectly safe.
The level of treatment that wastewater reuse entities use to recycle wastewater is far higher than what we apply to, like, you know, a river or groundwater. I mean, it's like orders of magnitude more intense and extensive.
Jasby says it's not only safe, in the arid Southwest, it's necessary.
We're going to have to increase our local water supply. And one way we know how to do that is through recycling of our wastewater. So I don't think we have much choice.
Water recycling is already in place in other communities, sometimes at a large scale. In Orange County, California, for example, they've been doing it for decades. Now, this facility near Los Angeles could see a huge development, one that'll cost more than $3 billion to build and more than $100 million to operate each year. Felicia Marcus says that steep cost is worth it.
There's not a lot of a con other than it's expensive, but it's a smart investment. I mean, my view is that it'll be priceless in the future.
Marcus has chaired California's Water Control Board and the Los Angeles Department of Public Works. She also ran a regional office for the Environmental Protection Agency.
The reality we're in now won't exist under climate change. So we have to look at what's the economic cost of not having that water.
She says recycled water's time has come. A new generation is ready to trust the technology and get over the, quote, yuck factor. And the decades-long drought that's shrinking the Colorado River has water agencies turning over every stone, looking for more. And Marcus says they're going to find it here. Those agencies are signaling their interest with their wallets. David Johnson is with the Southern Nevada Water Authority, which serves the Las Vegas metro area.
I think it's really a perfect solution for Southern California, and I think it's a perfect opportunity for us to be able to partner too and demonstrate that partnership in a tangible way.
The deal will work like this. Johnson's agency in Nevada will put up $750 million to help pay for this recycling project in Southern California, a facility that their customers will never use. But when Los Angeles is flush with more potable water, it won't have to draw down Colorado River reservoirs like Lake Mead, and that conserved water will be freed up for all of the people in Las Vegas.
We would be able to actually not have to build any of that transportation infrastructure to be able to get water from one location to another. So it just makes a lot of sense to us.
Back at the recycling demo site, Rupam Soni is hoping they can do more to get the public on board with the project too, and get over any queasiness about drinking reused water. Soon, the agency could get permits to let people take a sip and try for themselves.
Seeing is believing, but drinking is really believing.
And across this parched region, with hundreds of millions of dollars coming from state and federal governments, it's likely that a lot more people will be seeing and drinking that reused water in the years to come. In Carson, California, I'm Alex Hager.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation.